This is David Colburn from the University of Florida. It is January 29th, 2009, at 9:50 a.m. in the morning. I'm interviewing Mr. Joseph Kowalski, who had a distinguished military career in World War II. Joe, if we could get started, and maybe you just identify yourself, and we'll start from there.
I'm Joe Kowalski, and I was born in Webster, Massachusetts in 1918, and I've been living there with my mother, single mother at the time, and I was adopted by a Polish military man who was in the Canadian Army up in World War One, and he came over wounded from the war, and he came into the States, and he married my mother at that time, which was, I was 3.5 years old at the time, and remember the wedding that. I spent all my life in Webster, first 22 years, and I went to the grammar schools and played baseball there a lot. That's about all I did as sports, because it was right near baseball field.
What time was this, Joe? What years were these when you were in school?
In school, well, from, well, I said 1918, I was born when I went to school. I couldn't even, my grandfather was blind, so I had to take care of him after I was going to school, grammar school, and I had to speak Polish to him because he didn't know how to read, or he couldn't see to read, and things like that. But I went to school when I was 6 years old, so that's since 1924 to 25. I went to high school to as far as the sophomore year. And finally, that was the Depression time. I went out and I quit school at that time, trying to get a job. I never could get the job. So I got into the service in 1949. That was when I was about 22, 23 years old. I enlisted, that was before Pearl Harbor. And I enlisted at that time, and I went into the service at the 19th of November of 1940.
So, and what made you decide to volunteer at that point?
I was going to volunteer sooner, but my father said, "You wait a while, they'll get you anyway." So I waited for about a year. I was thinking of going in. And then when they started the draft board, I went in and volunteered in 1940. That was the year before Pearl Harbor. So at Pearl, and I went drafted in Worcester, Massachusetts, which was the induction center.
Did you do this because you were looking for work, and
right,
this was a good way to get work?
Right. I was looking for work, and couldn't get it. When I did get it, it was in a weave shop in Connecticut, which was across the border from us. And I stayed there for about 2 or 3 years, but I wanted to get into the service because my father was a World War One veteran, a Canadian, but got wounded in France, and that's how he came to America.
Was he still alive at the time that you signed up for the military?
Oh, yeah. He was alive, and he told me to wait a while, and then I did, and then I went in on my own, and he was alive, and even after the war, he was still alive.
Was he cautionary to you about going in, given his experience, or did he think this was a good decision?
No, he thought I was doing all right, but he thought I'd get in, wait a while. He knew that the war was coming over, you know, he was one of them kind of fellas. And he's a very nice guy, he took care of me right, you know. And we enjoyed our life and everything together.
I guess because he was Canadian, the Canadians were already in the war, weren't they? Because the British were already fighting the Germans at that in 1940.
Yeah, he was in Poland at the time when he joined the army.
I was talking about World War II, though. At the time of World War II in 1940, when you signed up, the British were already at war with the Germans and hunkered down because the Germans were bombing
Poland,
their cities.
Yeah,
and invading Poland. And
he had two brothers in the Polish army.
Oh, I see.
And he fought against his brothers. So that, was an experience that he had.
In World War I, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when I joined the 1st Division. They were stationed in Fort Devens, Massachusetts. The one battalion of the 1st Division, 26th Infantry, was stationed there. Because they were spread in Georgia, Benning, they were up in Plattsburgh, New York, and Fort Dix. And then right after the war, when the war, Pearl Harbor was, the girl came into Fort Devens. They built the whole place up. The whole division was at Fort Devens from 1941 all the way up till we left a year later for England. And I started with them in that time, November 19, 1941.
And you were what, just an infantry soldier at that point?
I was in the company H of the 26th Infantry of 1st Division, which came all together. The 1st Division was composed of the 16th was coming in from Fort Dix, 18th was coming in from Georgia, one of the other places, and the last part of the 26th came in from Plattsburgh, New York. So that was the whole division, the three infantry outfits out of there.
Do you remember who the commander was of the 1st at that time?
Commander of the 1st, I don't know, I just read the whole thing.
That's okay. We can check that out.
I know the first one that to me was Teddy Roosevelt Jr. He was a commander of the whole 1st Division after a while. And the captain of our company was Crawford. I remember that. He came in. He was there at the time I came. And he left when we hit Africa. I remember him.
How was the training at Fort Devens? Was it pretty rugged, or?
Well, see, that was a regular army. There was no guys, that didn't know nothing about the guns. And I was in a heavy weapons machine gun company, Company H, 30 mortar, 30 millimeter, and there was. The heavy weapons company. So actually, our company wasn't on foot. We had jeeps transporting in battle and everything. So that made it pretty good. But I was, with the company all that time, and we came into Camp Blanding here in 1942. And up here we came in from Fort Devens after a year and a half of training up there at Cape Cod and Dix and all them places, just landing maneuvers. That was before the war even started.
Now, landing maneuvers from coming from the water onto the land, that's what the kind of training you were doing?
Yeah, we went to the Cape, we went to Charlotte, North Carolina, and things like that. So, that was the, and then when we came into Blanding, we had to set up camp, and I was on the first detail of the whole thing, and I'm helping them set up places, and I jumped off the truck with lumber, and I had a cartilage, I had to go to the hospital, have a cartilage taken out.
Oh my goodness.
I spent 8 weeks in a hospital here in Blanding, got out, I went on a 10-day furlough, but only lasted 5 days. I was called back to Fort Benning, Georgia, and that's our point. I got there, I had to go on light duty. I couldn't carry the machine gun anymore. So I was a runner, practically, between company and battalion. So I knew a lot of these officers on there. So from there, we went to, from Georgia, we went to Pennsylvania, and then down to New York on the Queen Mary. And that was the first troops going across.
And you sailed when on the Queen Mary?
In August of 42.
August of 42.
Yeah, and we went into Scotland. From Scotland.
How long were you in Scotland, approximately?
Oh, that's where we embarked from. And we went to Titwood Barracks in England. That's near Salisbury, out that way, on the coast. So we stayed there at Titwood Barracks for a couple of months. And then we went back to Scotland to get on the boats for Africa. So,
did you know where you were going?
No.
You didn't know where you were going?
We were told we were going. You know, the thing that, when I stop and think of it, we didn't ask questions about that, you know. They told us what they're going to do. Africa, what the heck is we're going to Africa for, you know? And so we got on Monica Bermuda, was an English ship, I remember. But, you know, a lot of the stuff I can't remember or how we did it, but so many things that I remember of that. And it was, November 10th, no, 8th of 42 that we got into Oran and things like that.
So you landed in Oran of North Africa.
Right.
Yeah.
On November 10th, 8th. Yeah, 10th was Sicily, that's right. 8th of November, 42. I read a story about Africa, but never even saw it. But that was a beautiful big beach, and we had not much opposition there. And that's when I start telling the story about all that.
So when you landed in Oran of in North Africa, you didn't go into military action against the Germans at that point?
I don't know who it. No, I don't think it was because of the. I think it was the French. You know, I don't know who they were, but the first shell that fell, and I was in the advanced detail there, first battle right off, you know. And the first shell that landed was about 25, 30 feet away, maybe further. And I, like I said, I landed with a full field pack. I had toilet paper and mattress cover and my rifle and a bicycle. I was a runner. Bicycle landed on the beach. And you know how long Clearwater Beach is?
Yes.
All that, you gotta get there. A little bit of, we didn't get to it much because it was there. And pushing the bicycle, I had about five full-filled packs on the bike, just pushing it. You couldn't ride it. And that shell landed, and it was a dud. So we were pretty lucky. So then engineers dismantled the dud, and there was a note in it.
A note?
Yeah. Polish infantry, no, Polish military camp in Germany.
Is that right?
The Polish.
So the first thing you encountered is a Polish American. Oops.